Right, let's start off with rugby. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has praised winger Chisholm Kolbe's performance in yesterday's Nations Series victory over England. South Africa down the Red Roses 29-20 at Twickenham. The Boks scoring four tries, two of which was courtesy of Cheza. Now, the Boks were leading 19-17 at halftime. England had led 20-19 with the final quarter approaching, but the Boks showed their championship mentality to close the game out in style. And coach Rassi says Kolbe's humble character is part of what makes him great.
Keep on saying he's just a special player, but it doesn't seem to go to his head. I think that's probably one of the most important things in the world, that stuff don't go to your head. Even I don't think there's actually a title that he hasn't won, and he always stay grounded. If you arrest him last week and play him this game, he's just up to speed immediately. I think the team also helps him a lot, but one can't praise him enough.
England's losing run has been extended to five matches after the loss, and coach Steve Borthwick says he can understand the players' frustrations.
Whilst there's much to be proud or positive about, we want to win games, and so we put ourselves in position to win the games but not convert them.
And then over to some cricket. The Hollywoodbets Dolphins ladies continued their unbeaten run in the Pro 50 series after a 6-wicket victory over the Garden Route Badgers at the Chatswood Oval yesterday. T20 World Cup top wicket taker Nonkululeko Mlaba earned 3 for 5 in 7.5 overs to help restrict the Badgers to 67 runs. And then England's cricketers' hopes of a clean sweep against the West Indies were ended with a 5-wicket defeat in the fourth T20. An unbeaten 62 from Jacob Bethel helped the tourists to 218 for 5 in St. Lucia, but that total was passed with 6 balls to spare. England, who have already won the series, go into this evening's final match 3-1 up. And then ending off with some tennis, Jannik Sinner can become the first Italian tennis player to win the season-ending ATP finals this evening. And the world's number one got a clinical straight sets victory over Casper Ruud of Norway in Turin. Sinner will face Taylor Fritz in the title match, who won the other semi-final against Alexander Zverev in a thrilling 3 sets. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.